This is KUNC. Story Hour at many local bookstores is a time-honored tradition, taking children on far-flung adventures and introducing them to interesting places and characters. Now, one Denver bookstore is bringing some of those characters to life and teaching children a lesson about accepting people as they are. KUNC's Stacy Nick has more.
All right, well, hello, everyone. How's everybody doing this morning?
It's story time in the backyard of Denver's second Star to the Right children's bookstore. Parents and kids are already braving the hot summer sun to hear this morning's guest reader.
I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much for having us.
Between her white spike heels and the tease to the sky red hair, Shirley Delta Blow is nearly 7 feet tall. And on the tiny stage, she towers over the rows of fidgety kids who are sitting legs crisscrossed on the lawn.
All right, I'm going to read a book that I've never read before. This is called Morris Micklewhite and the Tangerine Dress.
The book talks about all the ways Morris is a lot like many of the children.
Morris likes Sundays because his mother makes him pancakes on Sundays. Who likes pancakes?
Ah. As well as the ways that he may be different.
Most of all, Morris likes Dress Up Center and the Tangerine Dress.
And how hard that can be.
Sometimes the boys make fun of Morris. Sometimes the girls do too.
It's a book that Shirley can relate to, because in real life, Shirley Delta Blow is actually Stuart Sanks. And today is not just any story hour. It's Drag Queen Story Hour.
As drag queens, we bring happiness and joy, and so who better of an audience to serve than kids?
As Stuart, reading to children is old hat.
I'm a third grade teacher, so I read stories every day. But in drag, story time, first time.
It's also a first for bookstore owner Dia Lavoie.
We knew it was going to be big. We didn't know how big.
Drag Queen Story Hour is a trend that's been gaining traction ever since New York's Brooklyn Public Library began doing it a little over a year ago. Lavoie says a typical story hour brings in about 30 people. Today, more than 200 showed up.
So does that mean you'll do it again?
Absolutely, absolutely. And talking to the queens, they've said they would love to do it again. So we're thrilled.
The queens are all performers from the recently wrapped Denver Center for the Performing Arts production, Drag On. And for Shirley Delta Blow, the change in her usual audience is a welcome chance to educate on another level.
And especially that idea of kind of representing something different than your average everyday. I'm a man wearing pants. I'm a woman wearing a dress. Can we mix that up a little bit? Can we challenge some of those gender roles?
7-year-old Madeline Ball knew this story hour was different from others she'd attended at Second Star.
It just seems like they're girls, but I know they're boys.
Yeah? Is that, what do you think about that?
I just think it's kind of strange, but I think it's part of their personality.
Her mom, Melissa, says it was important to her to bring Madeline to the event.
It's a good message for the kids. Hopefully they remember it. When they go to school and it becomes hard to be different.
And that's exactly why bookstore owner Dia Lavoie wanted to do Drag Queen Story Hour.
I chose books based on how accepting they were about being different, because it's important to me. I have a teaching background, and I know what bullying is like. I've seen it firsthand, and I wanted to share the feeling about acceptance and being kind to others and embracing your differences. That's always been what we're all about anyway.
While she loves that there are now books like Princess Boy and I Am Me, Shirley Delta Blow, a.k.a. Stuart Sanks, says having them when he was growing up would have been helpful.
Because I know when I started to come out, I would look for anything that I could figure out about, you know, gay people or, I wasn't even into drag or anything then, but just people who were different, people who didn't quite fit in. And so I would love to have had these books when I was a kid.
When snack was over, Becky demanded the dress. Morris told her she could have it when he was done with it. Boys don't wear dresses, Becky snipped. Morris smiled as he swish, swish, swished and crinkled and clicked back to his spaceship. This boy does. The end.
For KUNC, I'm Stacy Nick.
Yay, Morris Micklewhite in a tangerine dress.